The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Hello, Sharks fans. Welcome to Sharks Ice at San Jose, where an optional practice is underway. And maybe the biggest game of the season is about to commence. Nationally televised, Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks. Drew, the Sharks had a really good effort on Monday against the St. Louis Blues. A couple of things. Number one, they scored three power play goals. Number two, they had really good gap control for the defensemen. They had a connected view. They had a spirited effort, and they got a couple of big saves from Yaroslav Askarov. I think they need all of those and maybe a little more tonight.
Agreed. I think when you look at the way that the team played, you know, you guys talked about it on the post-game show on the Sharks Audio Network, is that they did play a very connected game. They did play a game where, for the most part, they were the team that was pushing the play forward. And even when the pushback came, the Sharks did have that great gap control because their forwards are tracking back and trying to help out. And they were aggressive in the neutral zone. That's what I really liked. They didn't give up their zone very often. Now, St. Louis Blues are on a roll. They come back, tie the game up. But a line that you and I have talked about, and the fact that, as Pavel Regina says hi to us, I'm sure that's a from his country, that's a nice greeting.
It was a nice gesture.
Yeah, exactly. So when you look at the way that the Sharks were able to stay with it and that fourth line continues to play like they played, get the big goal at the end, how happy was Adam Gaudet on that play?
It was beautiful.
But it was a really great play. Zach gets the draw, and then out comes Gaudet. He's pushing the pace. Good job by Mario Ferraro. Get it up, off, and out, and boom. Gets that shot on net and scores.
Now, I know Zach probably would have liked to have gotten the pass so he could fire it in, but I don't think anybody cared at that point. So happy for Adam Gaudet because he's been very quietly one of the more important reasons why the Sharks have pushed toward the playoffs. And remember, he was part of that last season when the Ottawa Senators managed to jump in.
Yes, absolutely. So he's got the fire. Right, actually, we were just in the room. All the guys do. This is a team that still believes that they're going to make it, and they should, because as you talked about last time we talked, was when you're in it, you're still in it, so then find a way to stay in it. And what I love about this team is that their belief system is strong, not only in the team but in each other. And you know as well as I do, we've seen it with the really good Sharks teams. We've seen it with the very first Sharks team that made the playoffs in 93-94, that when you believe in each other, that belief system is so strong, it can carry you in games when things aren't going your way.
It's the old story. When you're battling it out, it's the thoughts of what you're battling for that make it all worthwhile. And that's what the Sharks have had all season.
Yeah, they really have. It's been a great culture. It's been a team that sticks around with each other, stays with each other, fights for each other, plays hard for each other. And there hasn't been a guy on this team who's been selfish about anything. It's always about the team, the team, the team. Macklin Celebrini is the best example. He did not, when he came out, I interviewed him in the first period, 3 points, 101. He did not want to talk about the points. He wanted to talk about the game that they were playing right then and there.
You know why I'm laughing? Because we had him on post game after the game was over. And I said to Scott Hannon, we're not going to ask him too much about the 100 points. Let's just talk about his teammates in the game. And he was all excited to talk about the contributions he was getting from his teammates.
Yeah, that's what he is, right? You want to shut down a conversation? Doug Huda saying hi to us on the ice. You want to shut down a conversation with Macklin, ask him about himself. That's not who he is. That's not what this team is about. But tonight is going to have to be more than that. They're going to have to be even harder. And like you said, they're going to have to give you a little bit more against the first-place team in the division.
Well, let me give you a clue as to what Scott Hannon, my broadcast partner for tonight, has for the keys to tonight's game.
Yep.
Scott Hannon says, number one, start on time. Yep. You have to do that against the Anaheim Ducks. Be ready from the puck drop. Do not chase the game against this team. He says, simple equals fast. What do you think of that?
I love it. I like my favorite one is timing beats speed. And it's not mine. It's the great Conor McGregor, after he won his first championship against Aldo. Beat him in 13 seconds, and they asked him about it, and he said, timing beats speed and accuracy beats power. And I think that's a great way to look at it, without a doubt. When you look at the way that the Sharks have to play, the other thing I would add to that is heavy, simple, hard can beat talent, can beat skill. They've got a little bit more skill up front than the Sharks. But the way the Sharks play, especially the way that the guys have been embracing that playing that straight-ahead forecheck game, they are a team that definitely you can match with hard work and effort.
These are two teams that are among the most productive young teams in the National Hockey League. The Sharks have 75 goals from players under 21. And the Anaheim Ducks are number one in the league in that department with over 100. I think it's 114 goals from people under that age. Now, one of those guys, Cutter Gauthier, is not going to be available tonight. He got injured in the last Anaheim Ducks game. He's a buddy of Will Smith's. They played together, lived together at Boston College. And so his absence certainly is going to hurt Anaheim. But they got that crafty old vet that we know so well, Mikael Granlund, who makes such a difference in getting teams together when the going gets tough. And that's a big factor. They've got Leo Carlson, one of the best young players in the game, flanked by Chris Kreider, an outstanding Tyler Toffoli-like veteran. This is a very well-constructed club.
It's a very well-constructed club, and this is a team that made its move and showed you that they are not in the rebuilding stage anymore when they hired Joel Quenneville and Jay Woodcroft and they changed everything. They've been building a little bit longer than the Sharks. And when you look at the way that you have to play this team, you have to play like Scott Hammond's keys are right on the money, but you're going to have to play them right in their face. They're a physical team as well, so you have to make sure you respond to that.
Well, they have to respond, and they have to keep responding because there's no time like the present. One thing that is interesting is that on this team for Anaheim is one of the, I guess you could say, unheralded first-year guys in Beckett Seneca, who I think should be a finalist for the Calder Trophy for Rookie of the Year. Because of Schaefer on the island, he's probably not going to win. Yeah. But I think that this week we've seen a couple of guys. Snuggerud in St. Louis is having a heck of a year.
Frustration at the break.
Well, yeah. And so those are three rookies right there that deserve all the attention in the world. What is it about Beckett Seneca that you like?
Goes to the net. He's got good speed. Shoots the puck really well. Not afraid to go into the corners to get pucks. He's got a very well-rounded game, Danny. This is a kid who's really smart with and without the puck. And he, like I said, gets to the net. So if you want to play against Beckett Seneca, you've got to make sure defensively you are got defensive side positioning and make sure you try to box him out if he gets to the net. I love his game.
Where does Lukáš Dostál rate amongst the young goalies in the league?
One of the best, if not the best, right now the way he's playing. Obviously we're very partial to Yaroslav Askarov, but Dostal's got more experience than Yaroslav, but he is definitely one of the best young goalies in the game.
By the way, I meant to ask about that. Yeah, Yaroslav gave up four goals against the St. Louis Blues, made a couple of pretty important saves, and I wanted to ask you about where his development is this year, because in my mind, he is better up top. He's always been elite down low, but what about that other side of it that he's working with Thomas Speer on?
I didn't like two goals that went through, but again, we go back to that saying, sometimes it's when you make the saves versus how many you make. And he made some key ones, as you mentioned, at the end. He's getting better at the up top stuff, I agree. He was very active in net as far as getting out and after pucks, which I don't mind as long as he's smart with it. And they almost had a problem with it, but he and Vinny Desharnais got a little bit mixed up with each other. That's where the communication comes in. But again, rather have to pull a guy back from his game than try to push him to it. With Yaroslav, he just continues to work. And we have to keep reminding ourselves, one, he's 23 years old. Two, this is his first season, full season in the National Hockey League. And three, he's only played, I think it's 56 games or something.
That's about
like
right.
Yeah. And so when you look at what he's doing and what he's showing, there's promise there without a doubt. He's not the guy, he's not the Macklin Celebrini of net yet, but he's going to be as solid as they come, because I trust Thomas Speer and I trust Evgeny Nabokov and their evaluation for goalies.
Well, they had a great conversation yesterday after practice, Nabby and Askarov in their native tongue. And tonight on Grateful Dead Night, the San Jose Sharks face off against the Anaheim Ducks. We're on the air at 5:30. This is a nationally televised game, so make sure you sync up our broadcast to the national television feed on TNT. Until that time, that is the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.